This is Warrior Sound Live.
Here comes Curry. Step back off the dribble three. Are you kidding me?
Here's Lawrence Scott.
Thank you for joining us this Warrior Sound flashback to Game 2 of the 2017 NBA Finals, taking us back to June 4th of 2017, as on that Sunday evening at Oracle Arena, Warriors head coach Steve Kerr, who had been dealing with health issues during the playoffs, returned to the bench for Game 2, making the announcement in the pregame.
I'm not going to answer any questions about my health. I'm just going to tell you I'm coaching tonight. The intention is to coach tonight and the rest of the series. I'm feeling better. Feeling more like I did at the end of the regular season. Last couple weeks have been good in terms of running practice, film sessions, coaches meetings, that kind of stuff. And I wanted to string together a few good days. I did that, and feeling well enough to coach. So I'll be out there tonight. And as I said, the intention is to go the rest of the series. So I'm excited, and it's good to be back. And that Mike guy did okay while I was gone, so that was good. But as I said to you guys the other day, nothing really changes for our players. We're doing the same stuff, and strategy remains the same. We'll keep it rolling, and hopefully we'll keep playing well.
And on that night, the Warriors would roll to a 19-point win over the Cavs to take a 2-0 lead in the series as we take a listen back to our Game 2 recap. Warriors get head coach Steve Kerr back on the bench, and in Game 2 of the Finals against the Cavs, stay on the up-tempo attack established in the Game 1 victory. Stephen Curry driving the action with tremendous energy and focus. A triple-double night with 32 points, 10 rebounds, and 11 assists. Kevin Durant powerful again with a game-high 33 points and 13 rebounds to go with 5 blocked shots. And Klay Thompson's aggressive approach on both ends key. He adds 22 points and 7 boards to the mix as the Warriors take a 2-0 series lead with the win, 132-113 the final. Here's Coach Kerr.
It really is a series that's just loaded with high-powered weapons all over the floor. And the game changed quite a bit tonight from Game 1. They made a lot of adjustments. They put us on our heels, and we were able to respond. Tonight was a game based on talent. We had a lot of guys who played exceptionally well individually, and we played with great energy. But heading to Cleveland, we're going to have to be a lot smarter. We play that same game in Cleveland. There's no way we win.
Extended post-game plus features, interviews, and more, all part of our 24/7 Warrior Sound coverage. To listen in now here during the finals, get to warriors.com/sound for the very latest.
And this series now heads to Cleveland for games 3 and 4. Game 3 coming up on Wednesday, and then game 4 on Friday. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is the NBA Finals.
Sean Livingston joined Tim Roy and Jim Barnett on the Warriors radio network immediately following the Game 2 win.
As we view him through the confetti, and Sean, you know, first of all, let me get to the obvious question. How cool was it to have Steve Kerr back on the bench tonight, and what happened? I know he didn't tell you before he told us. So what was it like in the locker room when you guys were hearing the news?
Oh, man, once I heard the news, you know, just ecstatic. Just a long journey coming back from him. His health is the number one thing that we have in this life, honestly. You know, our family, God, but, I mean, our health, right? And just for him to be down, not to be able to be, you know, doing what he loves to do, which is being out here on the floor with us competing, it's just good to see him back. And more importantly, we hope that he's healthy. We hope he feels just as good, if not better, tomorrow.
So that aside, let's talk about this game. And you knew they were going to come out with a more focused effort. What was it like out there, and what did you guys need to do to win this?
Oh, man, it's intense. You know, it's the finals. It's, you know, championship basketball. We're just trying to stay locked in every possession. We knew that they were going to come out more physical, more, you know, hungrier, game two. And, you know, we showed up tonight. We obviously we didn't play as well as we wanted to as far as the turnovers, but we got the job done.
Yeah, Sean, I thought they came out and they were attacking the basket, getting points in the paint. Maybe it caught you a little off guard, but then you helped them by turning the ball over, which I know Steve Kerr, that's the one thing that he does not like. So at halftime when he addressed you, was he calm with what you had to do to change things in the second half?
Yeah, he was. He was calm. He was, just trying to make sure we kept our composure. We're hard on ourselves. We're our biggest critics as well. But it's his job to stay on us and just keep us collective as a group and keep us together mentally and poised. And I think, he did a great job of that, just making sure, listen, we scored 60-some points in the half, had 13 turnovers, right? And we were still up three. And so, that was the key, just making sure we kept our cool.
Your thoughts on Kevin Durant? We saw him get 38 in game one. Tonight he comes through, clutch shots. 33 points tonight, the impact that he has, it's pretty nice, isn't it?
MVP performance, honestly. I mean, and that's championship basketball because, you look at the stats, you say, scored 33 points, 13 boards, 6 assists, 3 steals, all over the court. But what I'm looking at, 5 block shots. And more than that, the shots that he made them miss at the rim, that's who we thought he could be coming into this game. And, I mean, defensively, he's been even better than he has offensively, which is crazy to say.
Well, Sean, congratulations on the win. This was the 23rd time in your career you scored in double figures in a playoff game, and we will see you on the way to Cleveland.
Yes, sir. Thanks, fellas.
All right.
Eventual 2017 Finals MVP Kevin Durant joined Mark Stein on the ESPN radio broadcast after Game 2.
KD, we see 30-point games from you all the time, but a 5-block night. Walk us through how that happened.
I was trying to help my teammates out. We started the game a little sluggish. I know I did defensively, and so I just tried to make up for it.
They've been able to hang with you guys for a half. How are you guys getting separation after halftime?
We just staying poised, staying with our offense. Defensively, we just trying to, push the tempo a little bit and pressure them a little bit. And offensively, when we get rebounds, just get out and go. And they're a phenomenal team, man. It's hard to stop them, but I think we're doing a solid job of just making it tough on them. We can't turn the ball over 20 times again if we want to win next game.
You guys also got Klay going tonight. How much was he beating himself up? Because obviously he was in a funk that he's not used to.
He wasn't beating himself up. He knows he's been playing this game long enough, especially as a shooter, it comes back around. So he just tried to impact the game in other ways, and I thought he was great last game defensively, driving the ball, driving and kicking, and tonight his shot got going. So we're going to just need him to be consistent on the defensive side of the ball, and I think he's done a great job of that all season.
And to have Steve Kerr back on the bench, what was that like tonight?
Man, I'm just so happy for him. Glad he's back healthy, and, it was killing him to not be on the sideline. So, more importantly, I'm just happy that he's healthy.
Congrats on the win.
Thank you.
Now a listen into what Stephen Curry said in the postgame press conference after the Game 2 win in the 2017 NBA Finals.
Steph, Davide Chinellato, Gazzetta Italy. This is your first ever triple-double in the playoffs, and you play a great game. Do you see anything you didn't like about your game?
There's an 8 on the stat sheet that I need to correct when we go to Cleveland, because the points that I gave up off turnovers in their building will electrify the crowd and their team and this, things that we have to eliminate. So I'm obviously hard on myself and my own, biggest critic at times, and that's something that I can control, just being smarter with the ball. Obviously did a lot of other great things and tried to impact the game across the board, other than just scoring and total team effort tonight with how we played and withstood their first punch coming out of the first quarter. So a lot of positives. That's one thing I need to correct going into Game 3. Give ourselves more possessions and good things will happen.
Jermaine, all the way in the back.
Jermaine Franklin with TSN. Steph, there was a rare moment / opportunity in the third quarter where LeBron was guarding you one-on-one. Do you relish those moments?
It's basketball, man. I mean, every possession you have an opportunity to impact the game. Doesn't matter who really is across from you. You don't get into the one-on-one matchups, especially on this stage, because you get distracted from how you're supposed to be playing. And obviously he's a great defender, so if you have opportunities, you have to do something, pretty special to score. But for the most part, you can't focus on like you're on the ear in a playground. It's just y'all two out there. That doesn't do you any good in those situations.
You had a pretty solid reaction following that lay-in, though.
Oh, yeah, it was a big moment. It was a momentum swing. And coach got on me at halftime about my body language and just trying to play with passion, play with joy. The turnovers kind of got underneath my skin a little bit, and I was, you know, letting it affect, you know, how I was kind of my mannerisms too much. And in that moment, big momentum swing, us, you know, trying to separate us, continue to get a lead and going into a timeout, you want to, you know, have some fun and enjoy that moment.
And we leave you with Game 2 highlights from the 2017 NBA Finals as heard on the Warriors Radio Network. Thanks for joining us.
Irving Whiteside behind the back pass, goes awry. Durant 2-on-1, bounce pass over to Curry. Curry goes in and banked it home. It was not pretty, but it was effective.
Well, Durant gave it to him a little earlier than Curry expected, and it made it tougher to beat LeBron James, but he did it.
Irving, step back, shot blocked by Durant, who came over for help. Loose ball to Curry. Curry to Durant. Durant steps around Kevin Love, gets to the front court at the three-point line. He takes a shot and nailed it.
Spectacular. Irving never saw him coming. Got him from behind. Ends up hitting the three at the other end, does KD.
Steps around a screen. He's open. Pass to Fry. Down the lane goes up. Rejected by Durant. And then Fry caught the ball coming back in from out of bounds. And the Cavaliers now have four turnovers.
Unfamiliar territory for Channing Fry inside the lane. Point break range.
Curry will hand off Durant. Here comes McGee with the screen. Pick and roll. Durant, lob, McGee, the catch and the dunk over Kevin Love. It electrifies Oracle, and the Warriors are back up by 9.
Love's got Haas, but not that good.
Curry looking to pass somebody up top, threw it away, right to LeBron James, turnover. One-on-one, Iguodala back, and he goes in and jammed it with the right hand.
He read that out-of-bounds play. They overplayed all the other angles. That was better defense by Cleveland. They've done some scouting.
One-on-one on David West. Goes in, goes up, and rejected by West. Durant comes back. Left sideline, Clark dribbles into Clay. Clay for three. Good! Irving, chest pass to James. James, dribble handoff to Korver. Gets it back to James. Drives it on Durant. Leads in. Blocked by Durant. It's out of bounds. Kevin Durant with his third block of the half.
Not many people block LeBron James. And he defends him about as well I've ever seen.
Curry double teamed to Draymond. Right down the middle, lob inside. Livingston catches and dunks. That's reminiscent of 2 years ago. The Warriors were doing that a lot.
Nice to have an off guard that you can throw a lob to.
Ball to LeBron James with 6 seconds, with 5. Comes down the right sideline. Screen by Jefferson. Hook pass to Irving. He'll drive. Goes up and the shot is good at the buzzer over Durant. And a well-designed play there by Cleveland as LeBron James set up Kyrie Irving, who finishes with 10 points at the break. Curry waiting up top, finds Durant. He's open for three, left sideline, got fouled, and it's good. J.R. Smith rammed into him on a closeout, and KD's got a chance for a four-point play. Curry, as two Cavs run into each other, Curry penetrates to Draymond. It's a corner three, and Draymond gets his third triple of the night. And
they,
the Warriors get it right back. And a tip by Draymond. Klay Thompson saves the ball back to Durant. And a steal as the Cavaliers tried to throw it ahead. Whiteside, Curry dribbles on James. Takes it baseline. Brings it back outside. Now spins back to his right hand. Fakes, comes left hand. Drives on James all the way. Goes up and scores! He beat him to the rim! Timeout, Cleveland! What a move by Curry! James locks it up. Picks up the dribble in the front court. Shot clock, it's out of 10. They lob it for Jefferson. Knocked away by Curry. Iguodala leads Durant on a break. Goes up and laid it in and got fouled from behind. Shumpert tried to wrap him up, and he was a step too late. Klay Thompson dribble handoff to Iguodala, who passes cross-court to Livingston, who's guarded by James. Now Curry gets it. Bumped by Shumpert. Shot clock at 10. Screen by Iguodala. Curry pass, a bad one over to Klay Thompson, who grabs it. It's a three, and it's money in the bank. Cold, hard cash. Klay's got 17, and the Warriors have tied their largest lead of the game. It's 96-84.
Missed the steal by an inch, and you get a three.
Ball thrown into the Cavaliers. Here's Irving. Irving on the right side. Step back jumper off the dribble. No good. West, good seal on Tristan Thompson. Gets the ball to Iguodala.
Durant gave help to Thompson on that shot by Irving.
Irving is 5 of 17. Now we have a foul by Tristan Thompson. I'm not sure what that's about. And they're separating Tristan Thompson and David West. Do we have technicals? Yep.
You know
double
David,
technicals.
Yeah, you know David West. does not shy away from contact. He invites it.
He thrives on it. West, handoff to Clark. Clark, middle of the floor, right side to Durant. Durant now turns on James, one-on-one. Waits for Clay. Screen set, doubled, out to Clay. Loads up a triple, and it's good. Great follow through and extension by Clay. And it's 111-97. Clay's got 20 on 7 of 11 shooting. Love, post up. He is blocked by Durant. Says, get that out of here.
I mean,
Draymond Green
down.
Celebrating. Durant with a drive over Love and James. He goes to the floor and banked it in with a right hand. Unbelievable. Irving for three. Back iron miss. Curry the rebound. He's got a triple-double. 27 points, 10 assists. Takes a three off the dribble. He's got 30. 10 and 10. Puts the guns back in the holsters. He sets up to play defense.
He just knows when he's going to knock it down. He's so confident from that distance.
Our defense has been amazing. Playing with a lot of energy, playing smart, trying to make them work for everything that they get. You know, they're still going to make tough shots. They're still going to have, you know, some special plays and make runs and be a competitive team because they're a great team. So you got to just.
Curry far side. Puts it to Draymond. Draymond backdoor Durant. Look out. Right hand slam. Got backdoor on LeBron James. And then a hammer slam makes it 125-104.
I think LeBron's getting a little tired of showing at both ends.
Well, the pace was very fast in the first half. Final score, Golden State with a win, 132-113. And the Golden State Warriors now have the longest postseason winning streak in NBA history. 14 in a row, and they take a 2-0 lead in the 2017 NBA Finals.
This has been Warriors Sound Live.
Right side three, got it!